The U.S. military says only a small number of guards should be blamed for the abuse of prisoners in Iraq. But investigative journalist Seymour Hersh says some of their commanders can share the blame. Hersh published his latest findings in today's New Yorker magazine, and we've reached him by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So were the guards acting alone, the guards we've seen in the photographs?
Oh, no. Just from the photographs, the uncropped photos, I have access to those, and you can see there's at least 10 or 12 other people around the scene.
And there were intelligence interrogators involved in this as well.
What happened is last fall, the ranking general in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, issued an order putting military intelligence in charge of all the prisons. Prisons nominally under the Army regulations are run by military police who are guards, special prison guards, and they're not allowed to get near the interrogation process. In this case, last November, we were in trouble in the war. The commanders were talking about there were 5,000 insurgents, and we had 40,000 people in detention at that point. And so the orders were changed, and every prison was turned all of a sudden into a Guantanamo.
Now, you mentioned Guantanamo. That's the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba, where a lot of accused terrorists are being held. And you write in your article, Mr. Hersh, that the commander of the Guantanamo operation, Major General Jeffrey Miller, was brought to Iraq last year. What did he do?
Well, he was brought to Iraq last summer to figure out ways the American military could get better intelligence out of the prison population. And his answer was, crunch, do what we do. Sleep deprivation, escalate the tension and the problems for the detainees. In other words, increase the physical pressure on them, and you'll get them to talk, which is contrary to most people's thinking. And so out of this spun a series of orders, as I say, put the military in control. So it seems to me, it seems not illogical to assume that the order by Sanchez, endorsed by Miller, to put the military in charge, triggered a lot of the abuses in the prison across the country.
So as you see it, General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of all troops in Iraq, signed off on this order, which changed the nature of who was in control of the prisons and may have created the conditions for what we've seen in the photographs.
I don't think there's any question that we should be asking him questions. Why did he change that order? And more importantly, why, when everything blew up a few weeks ago with the first showing of the photos by 60 Minutes in the story I did about the Katubu report, why did they bring Miller back and put Miller, of all people, in charge of the prisons? The guy that designed the policy. And, you know, he was the architect of the policy that Sanchez agreed to, which is to make it tougher.
So you trace responsibility as high as General Sanchez in Iraq. Was there any specific action taken by people higher than him, such as Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, that contributed to this, as you see it, as your reporting suggests?
Well, you said I placed it. I didn't say that. I said he has a great deal of responsibility. That's a good question, because the answer is yes. The answer is that's where the reporting has to go. Who designed the package? The package includes photographing, clearly. The photographs are an important part of the interrogation process to help dehumanize and break down the people. So somebody said somewhere that the process now is going to include photographing. Why do you photograph? Because one of the ways things you can do to somebody who you believe to be a recalcitrant prisoner is to say, we're going to take these photographs and pass them all over your neighborhood. And the shame therein would be so extreme. It's a form of interrogation and a form of torture.
Mr. Hersh, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Seymour Hersh is a reporter for The New Yorker magazine.